All right, everybody, here we are. The moment has come. We've been talking about it. We've been bragging about it. We've been sharing the stories about it. And now we're going to show it to you. Wow. I can't believe we're about to do this. All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today is a big one. Today is the day of the book cover reveal. I sat down with one of my best friends, Dez, who has been working with me on all of this, from the podcast to the book cover to just putting this book out to the world. And her and I, for the past almost a year, have been working on a lot of what you've been seeing. So we sit down, we talk about what it's been like behind the scenes for us, and then at the end, we finally show you what the book looks like. I'm so excited for this. As you'll see, Dez is amazing. It's been so fun doing this with her, and you guys will fall in love with her. Now, I want to say something that is a little bit difficult to express right now. I'm learning how to do this. The whole book is about asking for what you want. That's the theme of it. And I feel like in that theme, I should share with you what my goal is, and I hope you understand. So by the end of the year, it would be my dream to sell out a stadium of books, to have a stadium of people read this story. A stadium is around 50,000 people, so it's a big, ambitious goal. I've told that goal to quite a few people, and a lot of them think it's insane. But I believe in this book, I believe in this team, and I believe in this community, and I think we can do it. So if you're interested in supporting this dream and being part of this stadium and supporting me, I would really appreciate it. And if you already have, I appreciate you so much. Everything is at the website, yestheorybook.com, for pre-orders or for more information or for just checking out the site, because it's pretty dope. And I think that is it for now. I love you so much. Enjoy the podcast. All right. We are in the vibe today, Dez. Yes. We're in Selena vibes.
Yes.
You look like Selena.
Oh my God. Thank you.
How do we look? Recording? We look good? I think we look pretty good.
Yeah. Wow. The last two times we filmed this podcast, I look like a bum.
I love that you have to start with that.
Because I need everyone to know this is our third time filming.
Why is that, Dez?
I should ask you.
It's my decision. Yes, this is true.
No, there's good reasons.
So. There are good reasons. The main reason is because up until this point, we didn't have the final book.
Yes.
And we want to show people watching or listening, but probably actually just watching the final book.
Yeah. So if you're listening, only listening, maybe if you're listening on Spotify, you could watch it through Spotify or just go to YouTube.
Yeah. Literally anywhere. Yeah. Right. They can watch it anywhere. Can you watch video on Apple?
I don't know. All I know is Spotify and YouTube.
So, I mean,
but if you want to see the cover.
Yeah. So in this episode, you're going to see the cover. It's going to be freaking insane. We've already freaked out for like a whole day about it, but we're probably going to freak out again.
Yeah. It's so good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
And who designed that cover?
Me, bitch. And you.
You, yes. Yeah. It's exciting us, but yes.
No. It's definitely us. I could not do it alone.
No, it is you though.
No, I'd say you don't say that because it's both of us.
Okay, fine.
It's literally 50-50.
Right, but you were very much the one putting the stuff around and together.
Yeah. Is there a fan on?
There's
a fan. Hold on.
Amen. A freaking amen to that. It does feel a little more, way more quiet now.
Right?
Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, why?
I don't know. There's something nice about having like a sound around. Anyways.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on, let me catch my breath.
Okay. Look at us, just two dysfunctional humans.
Oh my God. That's a
understatement.
Understatement.
Yeah. Okay. So here's what we're going to do in this podcast. We're going to break it down for the peeps and for ourselves.
Yes.
We're going to talk about the last 10 months of the year, which is the amount of time that you and I have been working together.
Yes.
And we're going to break it down for people in terms of like, nobody knows what it's like behind the scenes more than you and me of putting this book out in the world. So you've been by my side throughout this process, and I want to share a little bit of that story.
Okay.
Does that work with you?
Yes, it does. I'm just laughing because we did this already. So I'm like, let's tell it again.
Well, I think the main things I want to focus on are when we first started thinking about how to promote this book.
Yeah.
We kind of broke it down into three things. One was meetups. The second one was this podcast. Mm-hmm. And the third one was what?
You're the one who said three things.
It's maybe four. Well, there's newsletter as well because we're doing the newsletter, but also the book cover.
Oh, yeah.
The book cover. Yeah. It's probably one of the...
God, there's so much more even behind those things.
Like what?
I don't know. Just because I know because I went through it.
PR boxes.
Yeah, PR boxes. Next up is the event. Little party.
Little party here. Launch party, which if you order before November 19th, you
could be invited.
You could be invited. We're choosing two people who pre-order on Seek to be invited to the launch party.
You could be here with us.
In this house with all these famous, cool, epic people. Everybody's famous.
Everyone's famous here.
Yeah. Okay. So I know you're going to hate telling this story again, but when did we connect? What was the month? Was it February?
Yes, because January I was in Australia.
Okay.
For the editor's trip.
And February, I finally finished writing the book with Darren. So literally the second I finished writing the book.
I came back.
You came back.
I remember right before I came back to Australia, that's when Pedro was like, hey, like we're going to start on book stuff. And I'm like, okay. And literally as I landed, it was just like, jump right into it. And then you started coming in.
Which the timing, that's, I mean, every time we talk about it, it's insane. But because I literally finished in February with Darren.
Yeah. It was like writing. You got passed on.
Straight to you.
Yeah.
And then we first connected. I mean, we had connected before as friends, but once you came to Yes Theory,
I was like, oh. How you keep looking at the spot we met. Because
I remember, that's where we were. I was like, because I walked up the stairs. I was like, yo, what's up, everybody? I was like, what are you doing here?
I think your timeline is confused on that specifically, because that was actually when they were still editing Iceman. So that was before October. Oh,
interesting.
So that was the first time we saw each other and you were like, you work here? Oh, and I'm like, yes. Like,
and then afterwards we started.
Yeah, and then.
Okay.
Yeah. We had our first meeting. We went to, what's this, Greenleaf?
Oh, yeah.
With went Pedro. To Greenleaf. Yeah, I remember I was so nervous because I'm just like, all right, it's a big project.
Big project.
Let's go. And I didn't know what to expect because we do have to state that you didn't want to do anything. Literally nothing.
Do you remember what I said I wanted to do? Anything at all?
No.
Nothing.
Because I remember I had so many like marketing ideas. I'm like, oh, we should do meetups, like little book readings. And I was like, you know, we could just do one in LA or we could travel around. I was like, oh my God, I should remember. We said, because we're like, okay, let's do one in Paris, New York, and LA. Mm-hmm. I was like, great, let's do that. And then you're like, I don't want to do that.
Did I say why? Because I was like,
did you say why?
I think I was just tired from all the writing and the work.
You
just
didn't want to be in Yes Theory anymore. Like, you really were like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's weird. Because it's a lot of fun here. No, but and then I remember, I had all these ideas and you were just like, no. Mm-hmm. So are you going to be in a Yes Theory video? No. And then I think at one point you're like, maybe one at the end. And you're like, no, I just want to promote it. And then one day, I think you FaceTimed me or you sent me a voicemail. You're like, I have this great idea. You're like, we should do meetups. You're like, we should do meetups. I should be in some Yes Theory videos. And I'm like, great idea. Amazing. Brilliant.
I actually do remember me telling you and you being like, you're kidding.
Yeah. I'm like, I told you that. Yeah. Which, whatever. You know, it had to be your idea. I function that way where it's like, you could tell me something. I'm like, nah. But then I'll think about it like, it was my idea.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. Best idea I've ever had.
Yeah. Nobody told me about it.
Yeah.
Came straight from this genius mind.
Yeah, literally. Anyways, but I'm happy you came around.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't fully know what changed in terms of, it was like more of a...
No, I remember because you said you had a meditation. You were in a meditation. Oh, and it was, what's his face?
Sorry, so happy you remember Nathaniel. All this.
Nathaniel's podcast.
Yeah.
You saw the comments and the community and then you were like, I think I should connect and say goodbye to them. Like, really?
That's what it was. Interesting.
You don't remember that?
I don't even remember this.
I bet I still have the voice note. I'll show you later.
But wow.
Yeah.
That makes sense, though.
And you're like, I need to say goodbye to them. And I'm like, I know. You dummy. No, I'm glad you
found I don't even that. Know why I did his podcast in the first place. Because I did that in, I think that came out in February. So I think I did it in like December or January. Oh. Or something like that. But anyways, whenever it came out, I was so surprised. like, it was also, he had just started the podcast. There was like, you know, he was just building his audience. So it's like, nobody's going to watch this. And then it just kept going. Like, people kept watching and I kept receiving
people
messages.
Like,
I think I was surprised by, like the number of people that actually cared. Yeah. And I think that's what probably what happened, where I was like, holy shit, like, it would be, with all these people who care about this, it would be weird if I just bounced.
Yeah.
It would also suck. Like,
but that was your norm. You've said that many times in different things, where like, even in the book, you say that you're like king of Irish goodbying, basically. Yeah. And that's what you wanted to do, which, you know, that would have been fine. But it's better this way.
It is so much better this way. Yeah. God, thank you.
Of course.
Thank you. God does. I mean, I've told you this before. There's literally no way any of this would have been possible without you.
No.
You know this. I don't even have to tell you this.
But you have to tell them. Say it to me again so they can hear it.
Just so everybody knows, Des is the absolute best. And I'm thinking of all the things we listed, the cover, the meetups, freaking this podcast, you know, all of it's just unfathomable that I could have done it by myself. Obviously not, but like with anybody else, because it's not like you're just an employee, like you're a fully dedicated friend, but also collaborator. Like, you've literally become a partner on this project.
Yeah.
Which I think,
I love it.
Yeah.
I like when I read it and when I was in Australia and stuff, I loved it so much.
Thanks.
Because I'm just like, it's giving you all the details that they don't say in videos, which I love that. I love seeing the realness. So I think that's why we connect so much, because it's like, we just like the realness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the...
to be real.
Yeah.
And the real is ugly sometimes.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like to show or see the realness.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't.
I live in that. But it's beautiful too.
Yeah.
Like, look at it now. Like, you guys are okay.
Yeah.
We're celebrating now. Going to Montreal next week. Ooh, spoilers.
Go to Montreal. Wait. Oh, by the time this comes out, because this is coming out, what?
Oh, so as you're watching this, we're in Montreal.
Yeah. Probably. We'll be in Montreal. Literally leaving in 2 days. As we're recording this. So yeah, I mean, to see it come full circle, to see our relationship, like me and the guys back, you know, and to be this excited to close this chapter out together and to evolve in our friendship.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm just getting, it's like, I keep getting bonuses in my life. Like, what? I thought this was just going to be a book. And now it's like, I reconnect with the community. We become best friends.
Yeah.
See, Des definitely wanted me to say that.
But he said it on his own. Yeah. He said it on his own. Like,
but literally, you've become one of my best friends throughout this process.
You're just my friend. It's okay.
<We'll cut laughs>
No, I'm just kidding.
That will be cut out.
You know I'm obsessed with you. You are my bestie.
Yeah. Yes, I know. and I don't know. There's just something about... I think it would have been too overwhelming to think, like, I got to do all these things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think... with you, you enabled me to take it step by step and open myself up to the possibility of doing this stuff. Because it would have been too big a mountain to climb after writing the book, which was already a mountain. I was like, I can't climb another one.
Well, actually, you know what I just remembered? I think it also was a good buildup because it kept getting pushed. Remember, for the longest time? Well,
true.
That's crazy to even think about. During those times of just like, we're pushing another month, we're pushing another month, you know, and like, we had all these big plans and they keep having to get pushed. But in the grand scheme of things, it all worked out perfectly. Like, because back then, at the very beginning, we didn't think of the podcast, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And now the podcast is like the best possible like way for you to say goodbye and connect with people and for people to get to know new people. And I don't know. I like that. So I think it all worked out perfectly.
I mean,
and that's why it grew.
Exactly. On that point, I remember... this was before you and I even met through, I mean, connected as like a team.
Yeah.
In 2022, at the beginning, in like February or March 2022, I remember going to Azul, my writing coach, being like, I want this out by June of 2022. And I remember him looking at me being like, okay, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
It's like, I just want it out. I just want it out.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with any of the other stuff.
Yeah.
So to see, you're right. Just like the month by month push is almost like the universe being like, nope, you're going to really soak this one in, because it's been a whole life here and you can't just bounce.
Yeah, because the first release date that I ever heard, obviously it's not that anymore, but was your Iron Man Day, which May 27th?
Yeah, in May.
The only reason why I know that is because my birthday is May 26th. And I was like, oh, birthday launch. Yeah. So that's the only reason why I remember that. But I remember being like, oh, that's going to be a crazy birthday. But now it's coming out November 19th.
10 months later. Yeah. Or five months later.
Yeah, still, it's like a whole new season.
Later. Oh, no, 6 months later. Wow, I'm so bad at math.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is crazy. So let's go back a little bit.
Okay.
I want to go to the meetups. Let's start with the meetups because this was your idea. So kind of give the breakdown of what you envisioned for the meetups. I'm curious.
Okay, yeah. Well, I think at the very beginning, whenever we first started talking and you denied me the first time.
Yeah, I love how you put it like that.
Yeah. I think at the beginning, I was just literally thinking of like, you know, like whenever someone releases a book, you know, like a book tour, like just that. But then it morphed into something way better than, like, it wasn't even really about the book whenever mm-hmm. we actually got to the meetups. So we did a meetup in LA, Paris, and London. Hi, everyone. If you were there, we still think about you guys and love you guys so much.
Love you, love you.
Yeah. And I can't remember when we decided to actually do the first one. What month was that? That was summer.
We did it, yeah, in June.
In June. So right before Paris?
Or late May, early June, yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I just wanted you to just be able to connect with them again. Because I don't know if I could see that you forgot what it is, you know, and like what the community is. But all I knew is like I needed you guys to all be together so you could say goodbye properly. And I succeeded in that. So
that's like full vision.
Yeah, because I remember like the day of, I'm like, wait, what are we going to do? Like, I don't even know what we're doing. Like, and then we just kind of flowed with it. And in the meetups, we ended up basically just like everyone sharing their struggles, right? For like 30 minutes. Remember, we thought the first one was going to be an hour and it was like 5 hours. Yep. That was funny. We're like, yeah. It's got to be longer. But it also was good because since they opened up so much, you opened up.
Mm-hmm.
And you needed that. It was like therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I mean, that's for you and for me also, like just hearing everyone's struggles and, you know, everyone like opening up, being so vulnerable. I remember Angel was the first one at the LA LA meetup. And I was always scared of the first person who had to go because I didn't want them to be like scared or anything. Everyone, the first person always just jumped right in.
Straight in.
Just like, so this is my problems. And I was like, yeah. I love that. I love our community. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I just wanted you to be able to share the book, basically, just so we could just start getting it out there. Mm-hmm. I needed you to release it a little, you know, mm-hmm. for it to like really bloom.
And get comfortable with reading it or like creatively showing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was, a nervous wreck before that meetup and literally, you know, walked up the stairs, stood right there. Nobody knew I was coming. There were like 35 people or something.
Yeah, we didn't tell them it was a book reading with Matt. Mm-hmm. So this was your first time ever being seen, mm-hmm. really, right?
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't been in a video or anything for the longest time.
So that was the very first time you being seen at all.
Out of my writing cave.
Yeah, and we took everyone's phones away.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't like that, but I liked that because they all paid attention. They were all, mm-hmm. you know, what's it called? Intentional and present.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so good. Honestly, so healing. Like, I didn't know it was going to be therapy for me. I was like, but yeah, I think that was just my goal. Honestly, see, it was simple. Just like I wanted you to connect and open up and, you know, see this life you created, like know that they are still here and they still are going to love you forever. Even if you leave, you know, I think that's what you thought. You didn't think anyone cared.
Mm.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? You remember I told you the other day when we were looking at Yes Man pictures, I was like, so many people have made friends through Yes Theory. Like that is so cool to me. Like thousands of people have new friends because of this.
Mm.
I love that. You, including me, you know, mm-hmm. so cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it goes back to this, like you mentioned earlier, the history in my life of just doing that,
mm-hmm.
just piecing and thinking that nobody cares, you know, because you don't see them again. So you just assume, you're like, oh, this didn't affect them.
Yeah. And I could imagine from your point of view, putting videos out there, like even though there's comments and stuff, it's different talking to people. Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that if you guys ever go to meetups, it's hard for you to just connect with people because, you know, there's so many people and you want to like be sure to talk to everyone. At least at these meetups, like you, I saw you like just like full conversations. Like you really got to know people and people really got to know you, I think.
Yeah. I mean, there was one moment I remember when I walked in, because this was the fear, and you didn't have this fear, but I did, and I've talked about this again before, but of people not remembering me.
Yeah.
And so when I climbed up the stairs, I was like, oh God, how are they all going to react? Because they were all sitting in this living room. I was like, oh geez.
Literally looking at the door.
Staring. And I walk in, and I'm like, oh boy, here we go. And I remember looking to my left. I mean, everybody was like, and but then I looked to my left and I forget his name, but the Indian guy.
Oh, it starts with a D. We'll call him D.
Yeah.
Sorry, babes. You know, we love you.
Yeah. He was just so sweet.
Oh, he was the cutest. Yeah,
was instantly, he just goes, I love you.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
No, he was everything. He was the star of the show that night.
It kind of, I mean, just even that statement, I don't know, it did something to me. I was like, whoa. Because it felt so real. Like, he just looked me in the eyes and said that. And again, like you said, it's hard when you're making videos and, you know, you try to have an impact or you try and connect, but it's limited because it's on a screen. So and we'd done meetups before, but I'd never been so vulnerable during a meetup.
Yeah. No, you so told raw. Them everything.
Yeah. And so literally I talked for the first 15 minutes about where I've been, what it's been like and how hard it's been. And then when it came time for the reading at the end of the night, you were by my side and you sat with me on the couch and couldn't get through it.
Yeah. He was a wreck.
Yeah. It was
and
a wreck.
I don't mean that in a funny way. Just like, it was like very hard to watch. It hurt. Cause I feel like I feel your energy a lot. And I was just like, please be okay. Please be okay. Please. You got this. Like, I wanted you to get my strength, you know?
Yeah.
But it was hard. Like, I didn't expect that. But once it happened, I'm like, how did I not think that you would have this reaction, you know?
The crying you didn't expect?
Yeah. Well, just like, I mean, obviously, I can't feel everything you're feeling. So, especially like that first chat or the prologue. When I read it, that prologue wasn't there.
Right.
So I didn't even know. Yeah, I didn't even know that that's the beginning of the book.
Surprise.
Yeah, so as you were saying it, like all the stuff with you and Thomas, I was like, this is new.
Threw that in.
But I think it was, I mean, you tell me, from my point of view, it seemed healing. Because by the time we got to the second meetup, and you read it. I remember it was in Paris and you know, we're in a circle on the ground and I was just filming. I remember I was like staring at you because I was, you know, behind everyone filming. So I'm just like, you got this.
giving me all your powers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how did you feel during that?
The one here?
Yeah.
I mean, that was brutal. I literally couldn't form a sentence. Like I was reading it and I would stop every word and just break down. And it was just quiet and everybody was looking up at me and you were holding me. And my thought was like, I don't even think I'm going to be able to get past this page.
Yeah.
Cause I hadn't fully processed the leaving and the whole thing. So.
And during that, literally you guys were still trying to even figure out your friendship.
Yeah. With Thomas and stuff. We're still working through it.
And like business stuff,
which is what I was reading about. So there was a lot of like hurt and pain there that we hadn't dealt with. So it was just.
I remember we went upstairs and debriefed. Mm-hmm. First off, we were silenced for a good like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We were literally just processing it because it was so much emotion in a good way, but also just like, I don't know, it was just a lot, but I remember asking you and I was just like, what were you thinking? Like when you were crying and I think you said, you're just like, I just love Thomas so much. You're like, I love him so much. And I think, you know, that, I don't know, maybe that helped you even like try to push further and be like, hey, we have to figure this out, you know? But yeah, I remember you saying that and I'm like, that's so cute. Mm. I know the love's real, obviously, but yeah, it's just like you saying it, like how you said it was just like, wow, I love to see that. It's like you wanted to fix it. Not that like you mm-hmm. never did, never not wanted to, but I think in that moment you're just like, I love him so much.
Don't even remember saying that, but yeah.
Well, yeah, you were literally just like,
yeah,
like your whole body was just like jello yeah. upstairs.
And that was the beginning. That was the first thing. We hadn't done any of the other stuff yet.
Yeah, that was the first thing we started.
Yeah, it's like, oh shit.
Yeah. We did start working on the book cover already though.
We had played around with it a little yeah. bit, but, and I mean, obviously we'd been brainstorming the podcast and all this stuff. Yeah. But nothing had been like actually started.
We didn't do the podcast yet. No, we didn't even have the idea yet.
Right before I left, we recorded three before I left for Paris.
Oh, we did. Because that day we did Bonnie's podcast yeah. of the meet.
So we yep. were, I guess we were just starting to do yeah. everything. So that was one of the first few.
By the way, I think this is a fun story to share.
Please. I love starting like that.
Yeah. So there was one day before we even had the idea for the podcast. I think we were here and you came out of the booth, the sound booth, after a meeting or something. And you were like, Des, I have an idea. I want to do a podcast. And I'm just like, okay. And then you're like, no, I want to do it like right now. Oh no. Cause I was like, let's do it Monday. You're like, no, I want to do it right now. And I'm like, okay.
Have like, we talked about it? But
no.
It was first. Yeah.
The first one was with Amar actually. And mm-hmm. we didn't even put it out because it was a hot mess. Like in a way where it's just like Matt wanted it to do it in that moment right then, right now. So like the set was like crazy and yeah, it was just a mess.
I was like, oh yeah.
You guys were in remember
like we
were
gonna bags. We were,
yeah. I was like, let's call the podcast Cuddles with Matt.
Yeah, yeah, it was a whole mess.
Yeah, and yeah. I tried editing it to make it look good, but it, I don't know, I was like, we could do better.
Yeah,
like they deserve better. But that one was crazy,
just starting right away.
Yeah,
it's always how I've operated though. Just like the second night, it's like no time to waste, let's go for it. Yeah. And I think even just doing it helps us get momentum. It's
for
like
sure.
Now we know what we can, how we can do it better.
You know what it is? I think, cause I'm this way too. It's like, if I want to do something, I want to do it right now because I know if I think about it, I'm going to be scared to do it mm-hmm. and not want to do it.
Yeah. You're going to overthink it.
Yeah. So it's like, I need to try it right now
to yeah.
see if I even want to do it.
And it's not even to release it or anything. It's just to get into the momentum of it.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, that's how this podcast started. It was yeah. just like, let's do it right now. Okay. And then
gradually built into my going away party.
Yeah. Who named the podcast that?
Was it Darren? It was someone with a D.
Someone with a D.
Yeah.
That's funny. My name starts with a D.
Yeah. Des had the idea for Matt's going away party.
Because I was like, it's like you're saying bye to everyone. It's like you're going mm-hmm. away party. And then a few, like a month later, Matt's like, I think we should name the podcast Matt's going away party. I'm like, that's a great idea, Matt. Do you remember that? I was yeah. like, no. It's okay. We are one.
Notice a theme.
It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so to finish with the meetups, then we did Paris.
Yes.
And we did London. And each time it got easier and easier to read and connect with people, I felt more and more comfortable.
For sure. By the time we got to London, it was a party. Like,
yeah, that London was epic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're crazy in the best way.
Great vibes.
Great, crazy vibes. I feel like LA, that was like very like, we're getting connected, we're deep. Paris was just like cute, hanging out.
Super
you know?
Cute.
It felt like a big cuddle.
Mm-hmm.
And then London was a party.
Rowdy. Yeah, it was rowdy.
It was in the chat that we all had going on WhatsApp. Remember, I was like, these kids are crazy.
I was like, I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
It was so fun.
Yeah. And each time we danced, everybody was a little uncomfortable in the beginning dancing. It was perfect.
Yeah.
But every time, every single meetup, everybody was vulnerable. Everybody yeah. shared what they were going through.
And by the end, everyone were best friends.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Like they all always went out to eat after and they're still hanging out. They're
wow.
I still in my WhatsApp group because I'm in it. Yeah, I see Paris all hanging out still.
God, I love that.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Like, that's so cool.
This community, man. I swear.
Yeah.
It's pretty unbelievable. So in June, we can go into the podcast now. Okay. It took a long time to convince not a long time, a little bit of time to convince Pedro to let you come to Paris with me.
Oh, yeah.
because I was like, I can't do this podcast alone.
Yeah.
So I was going to talk with Thomas and Nathaniel and Nolts, like all these different people. And there's no way I was going to do it alone.
Now that after the fact, I'm like,
yes.
Because I remember running around trying to rent cameras and like do all this stuff. Like you don't even know how to turn on a camera. Okay.
Also just traveling. Yeah. Hey. Whoa. I can't believe I almost let that slide.
I know, it was so quick. Yeah.
I know how to turn on a camera.
Okay. I mean, it's a little questionable for how long you've been a YouTuber. Like,
at least I know how to press the red button. Yeah. You know what my skill set is? It's not necessarily learning camera work. It's knowing when to turn it on and how to get the good stuff out of people.
I think that's the key to being a great YouTuber.
Thanks. Yeah. And also always laughing behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I was like laughing.
I'm just trying to, you know, make sure that I validate myself in the work that I've done.
Yes.
Thank you.
Look at you.
Anyways, okay, back to what we were talking about.
So Paris. Podcast.
Running around.
Oh my God. We shot so many podcasts. It's low-key insane.
It is low-key insane, especially because it was like we were in the Airbnb. It was hot.
Oh yeah. If you guys saw last week's episode with Thomas in the orange Airbnb set, that set, we got so annoyed at it after a while. We're just like, why did we choose this Airbnb? Sorry that it's so orange. There's a couple more. Orange. But yeah, sorry about that.
It's okay.
Not to you, to that.
I'm responding for them. Yeah, but we crushed it. I mean, we got so many great conversations, most of which haven't even come out yet.
Yeah. What's your favorite podcast we shot so far?
You want me to say this one, don't you?
It doesn't have to be me.
Okay.
Even though I know it's going to be me.
I got to say The Buried Life. Yeah, The Buried Life.
And Colin and Samir.
And Colin and Samir was great too. But I mean, again, I hate to compare because it's kind of like.
Well, after each one, I'm like, this is my favorite one. This is my favorite.
All the time. It's also because The Buried Life was the most recent one we did.
And also me and Matt fangirled so hard that day and the night before.
Yeah, I think it was a big fangirl moment. Yeah. But also that it was two of them and I've never really had that opportunity to just sit down and talk with the two of them of our connection.
Yeah.
So as like a fanboy Matt, I fully let loose. It was epic.
Yeah.
So that one's coming out next week.
Yeah.
When people are watching.
Right after me. So
you come first. But again, I don't want to compare because I am really proud of every single podcast and it's been such like truly transformative to sit down with different people from this walk of life.
For sure. It's cool to see, just to even watch. You know, I'm behind the camera for each single one, so I love watching it because I can see you guys connecting.
And I can always tell when you feel it because I'll look at you and you'll be like, give me a nod.
Yeah, Alex, how do you say his last name?
Benayan.
He would say something. I'm just like, like it hurt. Like, yeah. He's talking about me, but he's not. I'm connecting from like, I feel like there's like an energy bubble around whoever you do a podcast with. And I'm on the outside just like looking in, but you guys don't see me.
But we can feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you help provide a very safe space. I think people feel it. Exactly. Yeah.
Thanks.
And also just knowing what you're doing, like there's zero part of me that doubts your abilities. So there's a lot of comfort in that too, that I know everything's going to be set up and done appropriately. And yeah, I mean, honestly, even like, you know, going from Paris, we traveled to freaking London for Colin and Samir podcast.
Brighton.
Then we went to Brighton in the UK to see Tom, which was like, I've never been to Brighton. So random and epic.
Remember the chocolate milk Tom brought us?
Yeah. I think that's honestly one of the best parts of that like month and a half time in Europe together. It was like the behind the scenes of getting to these places and setting up for these people.
I was missing our train. Like we missed it fully one day to go back to Paris, but then remember the one day that we were running around the train station
to get to Brighton.
Yeah It was
nonsense.
It was a mess
and no people knew, like that worked there, actually knew how it worked.
We're just so like,
you're all telling us different things.
They're like, that there's no train that goes there. We're like, we haven't seen it. Like, what do you mean?
They're like, go ask that guy, and that guy tells us something completely different.
Yeah, that's funny. They're running around.
Yeah,
lots of running around,
so much. And just walking around, a lot of sushi dinners, hangouts, long conversations after we would do these things.
Breakdowns,
yeah. Both crying to each other.
Yeah.
Discovering these cities, like you 5 days into being in Paris, decided to move to Paris. Yeah. Well, that you're moving next year.
Next year, yeah. You know, the bed bugs are making me question it a little bit. Great. But hopefully by then they'll be gone.
Yeah, you should be good.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it I'm literally crying from laughing about the train.
Really?
Because I just remember the chaos that went into that was just so funny. I haven't thought about that since then. So
I love that trip. The Brighton trip.
Dude, Brighton is so cute. This is my ring from Brighton.
Oh, no way. Nice.
I wear it every day.
Cute.
Yeah, and I remember just being on the train. I don't know if you know, I was filming you because he was sitting on the other side and like the window is right there. And I'm like, this is my muse. I was like making a short film. So funny. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Tom is great. Wait till you guys see the Tom episode. He is so crazy, but in the best way.
Yeah.
I love that conversation too.
Same. That is true after that one too. I was like, that's the best one.
Yeah. And that was cool because I mean, I think just like everyone, no one has really seen Tom.
No. And he's literally never been in our videos, and he's one of the most important people in Yes Theory.
Like he said he's the Charlie to the Angels, which is you guys.
Yeah,
which when after that conversation, I'm like, oh, that's so crazy. Yeah, Yes Theory wouldn't be a thing without Tom.
No. Literally changed our lives. So it's this kind of stuff that I was so excited about for the pod, where I was like, wow, people are going to get a whole nother side of Yes Theory. Like, if you're a fan of Yes Theory, if I were a fan of Yes Theory, I'd be like, what? Bro, all of this happened behind the scenes?
Imagine me. Like, even reading the book, I mentioned this in our last podcast. Just like all the stuff in the book that no one knows about, like the drama with the heli jump, Will Smith thing.
With the helicopter bungee jump,
I was clutching my pearls. I'm like, oh my God. I'm just like, wow.
Yeah. A lot of that stuff was hard to write. I was like, I don't know if I should put this in.
I mean, I would be like a little like, am I
saying too much?
Yeah, but I mean, I lived for it. But you know, I love the hearing everything, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's the truth. You know, I think it's important for people to see that it's not all rosy, especially with when you're working with like major platforms and people.
Yeah.
And you're like this trying to make it as a YouTuber, there's like a lot of shit you deal with.
Yeah. That no one sees because you just want to show them the happiness. The point is to bring people happiness and inspiration. So you don't want to show that to them. But I think that's why it's good in book form, because it also shows it's like, it's not all.
Yeah. Roses. And it's both. I think it's a mixture, right? It's like, these are also the epic moments behind the scenes that nobody saw.
Yeah.
So it's like the craziness, the epicness.
Yeah.
I think that's what I just couldn't write a book that was regurgitating Yes Theory videos.
Except for the first book you wrote. Remember you showed me the other day? It was the slides.
Yeah, it was literally that. That was the first draft. It was, here's our different episodes and how we met and everything you already know.
Yeah, I was like, that's good for something, but not this.
No.
It was meant to be this way.
Yeah.
Because it's from your voice, basically. Anyways, so Paris.
So podcast. Paris, London, Brighton, and then while in London, something big happens. Do you remember this? In the middle of this podcast frenzy, these meetups, what do? In London, in the Hyatt Hotel.
We make the book cover.
We finish the book cover. After 2 freaking months.
Yeah.
Or probably more, actually. 3-4 months of work.
Well, because, we took kind of a break in the middle when people get getting pushed back. It was a mission, baby. I love it though. Damn. I love how it landed, but should we just talk about how we did it?
Go for it. All you.
So okay, whenever we started working together in like February, like I think we jumped in pretty fast because I think I was like, I can't do this if I don't know what the book cover is gonna look like because I'm very visual. It's like I need to know, at least have like an outline of like what the vibe will be. All I knew was like, I need it to be Yes Theory colors because it's the Yes Theory story. It needs to be kind of young feeling, like not like a business book. Because at one point you brought me a business book. I'm like, no, baby, we're not doing that. I'm like, I know this is your book, but we're not doing that.
This is true.
But you're very businessy, I feel like.
Yeah.
So, So all we knew is that we wanted it to say, don't talk to strangers, but the don't was crossed out. And that took a long time to even figure out if we wanted the actual title of the book to be Don't Talk to Strangers or Talk to Strangers.
It's Talk to Strangers.
Yes, it's Talk to Strangers. It's so funny. There's I was looking through the clips that we filmed throughout, and like I'm like, it should definitely be Don't Talk to Strangers. I'm like, it'll throw them off their guard. Like, no, that's, I'm glad we didn't do that. Yeah.
It'd be very confusing.
Yeah. But I just remember we wanted the don't to be slashed out. We want it to be handwriting. And we drew it so many times. We drew it on the whiteboard. We drew it on my iPad. We drew like
on paper.
We wanted it to be yellow at one point, like the background. Like we wanted there to be a subtitle, which the subtitle, what was it supposed to say?
I don't even want to say it.
Say it.
No.
Say it.
It's so bad.
Searching for belonging in a lonely world.
Even the way you said that, it makes me cringe.
No, no. It was good. Just not for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we were working with a graphic designer, right?
Mm-hmm. From the publishing. This is a whole other thing. We'd signed on with a publishing company, which then shut down
during,
in the middle of all of this.
Yeah.
And so we lost all of that and our designer, mm-hmm. which was actually kind of a blessing.
For sure, a blessing.
Because I mean, the designs they sent over were,
no offense to that person if you're listening, like that's great for somebody. For sure. Like it's not, they weren't bad.
Mm-hmm. And there were some ideas in there that we took.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I just think, I don't know. I don't know what our final vision was, but I just knew looking at those, I was like, I don't feel what I want to feel through those. So me and Matt decided to take it upon ourselves.
Never having designed a cover before.
Two people who've never really do graphic design, who's never designed a book cover. I have a little graphic design, but like,
you're pretty good at graphic design.
A
yeah.
little bit. Like I could figure
it out. And Photoshop and all that. Yeah.
I could figure it out. But I remember I was like, we should be the one writing it. So I started writing it a bunch. And then I was like, I still don't like it. And then I think, was it in Paris when we were like, you should write it?
Yeah. Because I started scribbling, remember?
Yeah.
And then you started taking the photos of what I was writing and putting into Photoshop.
We went to this cool art supply store. Mm-hmm. I like that place. I could stay in there forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we brought all this paper and marker and all this stuff to the Airbnb. And then Matt, right away, like, talk to strangers, talk to strangers, talk to strangers. I'm like, nope, nope, nope.
Yeah.
Every little detail, like if there's a line and I'm like, nope, I just needed it. I didn't want it to be perfect. I just wanted it to be, that's a hard way to explain it. Like, I don't need it to be like clean, perfect. I just need it to look like you.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, anyways, so he would write it and I would take a photo of it and then put it into Photoshop. The way we did it was insane. Like,
and we were sending this off to our new publisher being like, yes, this is the direction we're going in. And I could feel them being like, oh God.
Yeah. Like, oh, but there was no stopping us.
No,
we're like, no, this is it.
You can't see our vision.
Yeah. And then, yeah, after a while, oh, cause then we were playing with it for a long time. We go to London and we're like, it needs to be turned in now. Right.
Yeah.
It was like getting like close to like cutting, even though we kept editing it so much after that, but we were in London in our hotel lobby and we're doing it, and I could just feel at one point I knew I kind of gave up. Like I just, not that I gave up, I just didn't have anything else to give. I'm like, we played with it so much. I remember thinking too at that point, I'm just like, let's just give it to a graphic designer. Like I almost just fully gave it away. And then I could feel Matt's energy too, just like we both kind of like accepted defeat, I feel like. And then literally 5 minutes later, I don't even know what we did, but
the Darren call. Oh no, we did two things. We looked at what the designer had made before.
That's right.
And we were like, what did she, what were the few of the things that she really crushed?
Yeah.
And so we took some of those ideas and they're like, okay, wait, now we're a little closer.
Yeah.
And then
I remember like, it literally just like a snap, like we're like, let's do this.
Yeah.
Like back and forth.
Cause this, the, just to kind of describe that feeling when you're stuck, and I think this goes for any creative project, when you're like looking at the thing you're creating, the anxiety and the dread comes from the infinite possibilities.
Yeah.
I think you're like, this could go, this text could go anywhere.
Yeah.
And this color could be anything.
Yeah. Remember like, at one point we wanted it to look like it was a rip. And then you wanted a neon sign vibe. At one
I mean, all these different ideas.
Yeah.
So that's the infinitude is what's brutal?
Infinitude.
I don't even know if that's a word.
Yeah, I was like, I like that word. Infinitude.
We're using it. And then, yeah, and you're right, in those 5 minutes. So in those 5 minutes, we went and looked at the designer, what she had made, and then called Darren.
Yeah. And then,
because you were like, there's something missing on the top.
Yeah.
The top,
it was empty.
Yeah.
It felt like a poster, not a book.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we called Darren, and the way I remember him saying it so nonchalantly, like, oh, why don't you just add a quote at the top? And we're like, wait.
You genius. You are fucking genius.
He is a genius. And then we added the Mark Manson quote.
Yeah. Which,
my friend Mark Manson.
Your friend Mark Manson, yes. My man. He had written it before we left for Paris, right after our podcast.
Because that was the only blurb we had.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, then,
which is one of a generation's most incredible stories.
Wow. No big deal.
Whatever.
The best-selling author, Subtle Art, Not Giving a Fuck.
Literally one of the top-selling authors of this century.
Is he?
Yeah. I mean, for nonfiction.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. And the movie's really good, too.
The movie's really good.
Yeah.
And he freaking wrote that. I was like, bro, you didn't have to do this.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Let's pause.
Yeah.
And as making the book, whenever Mark wrote him the blurb, like, I remember, like, you were just so happy. And I made Mark write it on a piece of paper. And then
I have me hold it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, bro.
Like a kid. That was cute. I like that moment. But,
well, the original quote was a joyous celebration of one of a generation's most incredible stories.
That's right. And then we cut it.
We couldn't fit that in the top, so we just cut it to a casual one of a generation's most incredible stories.
No big deal.
You know? And so put that at the top, and literally the second that you put that into Photoshop,
we're just like,
oh.
Our brains just like blew up. Matt stood up. Like, I remember that's when I knew we were done. Done-ish, you know, like, because you usually like stood up out of nowhere and I'm like, what happened? And then you just like walked away. You're like, oh, like, I filmed it too. And then like you came back and just like collapsed. And then that's whenever, you know, Matt feels really good about something, is whenever you like, you could literally see all stress wash away from you. You know, I've seen it
collapse.
Yeah. I've seen it happen a couple times.
Yeah.
But it happened the other day with the
book. With the book. We should also, I feel like it'd be cool in this podcast to show a clip of that moment.
Okay. Yeah.
While we talk about it. Cause it was just that, it was like, no, because we'd just been grinding on this. We were like, London had no hotels.
Oh, yeah.
So on top of like the podcast, the meetups, the cover, dealing with the final interior stuff, like dealing with my relationship with Tom, like all of that.
Yeah.
And then not able to figure this out. So to suddenly have such a big win.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my
God. Huge win. And so, yeah, the cover that is on the final book, which we'll see in just a little bit, is basically what we that day ended up with.
Mm-hmm.
We changed a couple things here. Like, we took out the grain in the background, you know, cleaned it up a bit, but basically it was that.
In the Seek video, there's a Seek Discomfort video coming out
on Saturday.
When this video comes out, it'll be on Saturday.
Oh my God, that was so fun. That delivery.
That was really fun.
Hi, Maximilian and McKenna.
We delivered the book. The first samples of the book to to a few of the people that ordered it first, who pre-ordered in LA, and it was epic.
Yeah,
they were so sweet.
Fun. Yeah, they were the best.
And those were like first samples of with the little things that we still had to fix.
Yeah. They're still going to get the final version though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, of course
we told them that.
Yeah.
I remember being like, this isn't the you're going to get your final because it looks a mess.
Yeah.
But, do you want to show them?
I don't know. Do we have anything else to say before we do? Is there anything else we want to cover before? I feel like there's something.
So wait, after London, book cover, meetup. Okay, so then when we came back to LA, what happened?
Honestly, feels kind of like a blur.
Yeah. Honestly, all I remember is getting to Paris, and after that, I don't remember.
Yeah. Everything kind of feels like a blur after that. I think it's just because
we were
a lot of it is like post, so a lot of editing. A lot of like figuring out like the design with Santi.
Yeah.
Shout out to Santi.
So cool.
Sam Malo S, who is the freaking on Instagram. That's his name.
Yeah. He designed the podcast cover.
Designed the podcast cover.
For the original Yes Theory podcast and also Matt's Going Away Party.
And it's just the sweetest dude.
Yeah.
Just,
that was cool. Remember like we were trying to figure out what we wanted the Matt's Going Away Party podcast cover to look like?
Yeah.
Was it? I don't know.
That was in Paris too. That was when we were at the Citizen M.
Oh yeah. And then I don't know whose idea it was, but like one of us was just like, oh, it should be, it feels like a me thing.
Probably.
Yeah. Like it sounds like, cause the way I'm thinking, I'm like, it feels like it was my idea, but I was like, it should be the same. Cause to me, those are the podcast characters. It's those, you know, cartoon versions of yourselves. And I was like, it should just be you in front. And then like them releasing you into the wild.
Yeah. Yeah, he did beautifully.
Yeah, killed it. I love. Yeah, remember our first year? We had a FaceTime call with him, and he understood. Like, he went straight into action, drawing it. Seeing him do his work is so cool.
Unbelievable.
Like, I want to sit there and just like pretend I'm not here. I just want to watch you draw.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. Yeah,
master of his craft.
Yeah, for sure.
And also just so inspiring. Like, we leave those calls being like, wow, I'm so literally inspired right now.
We shut the computer and be like,
am I an artist too?
I'm like, what's going on? You are an artist.
Yeah, thanks.
That was one thing that we went through a little bit was because you kept telling me I'm so creative and it makes you feel creative. I'm like, you are creative. What do you mean?
Yeah, I'd always seen myself more as a business person than any kind of artist.
You could be both.
Yeah. I mean, this book has definitely leaned me into the artist's life as well. I guess for you, as this comes to an end, you know, because we're now almost a month away from launch.
Which, I don't know what my life is going to be after this.
Yeah, same. It's weird.
Well, you, yeah, I can't even.
Yeah, it's all consuming. But, I mean, you're moving to Paris next year.
Yeah.
Most of the team is out there, so you'll be working with them.
Yeah, I'm excited to do that. Because the whole time me being at Yes Theory, Amor's been here every now and then. And Thomas, like, for like a week. But I only see him a little bit. So I'm hoping that, I think whenever we were there for a month working with Melly, our producer, who's like one of my besties too, I could tell that we work very well when we're in person together because we could just like bounce off ideas and, you know, same with Thomas being there. So since you're leaving me, I need to be around one of you guys. But I'm also like, even if no one lived there, I would move there. So but I think it's just a huge perk that they also just happen to be there.
Yeah, for sure. Know? And how do you feel like, I mean, I know how it's, this project has changed me, obviously. I'll have to do a lot of reflecting posts, you know, over the next year or so. But you've mentioned in some ways that you feel like it's changed you. But over the course of this like year, how do you feel like you've changed because of this book?
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because I've told you this so many times. But like Paris changed me like in ways where it's just like I feel like I've grown from it. And I trust myself way more. I feel like before Paris, before all this book stuff, like I didn't believe in myself fully, like in the work I make, you know, it's like, I think like, it's good. It's fine. I still loved it. Like, that's why I'm like, I've always loved my work before, but I think after this, cause it literally was just me and you in the trenches for this stuff. Like I had to learn how to use all the equipment, which it wasn't that hard, but it's just scary because usually, you know, like if we're here, like sometimes Nathan helps me. He could check everything to make sure everything looks good, you know, but Paris, I was like, I had to do everything myself. We had to get the gear, figure all of it out. And I think because you trusted me, I trusted me, you know, and yeah, it's crazy. Oh, you know, the Lady Gaga quote, whenever she was doing A Star Is Born, her and Bradley Cooper, they were going on launch tour or, you know, like a press tour. And she always said there could be 100 people in the room, but if that one person believes in you, that's all you need. Something like that. And she was like, and that was Bradley. You're my Bradley. Yeah. So it literally is like, yeah, like I think trusting, having full trust in someone makes you trust yourself because you didn't doubt me. It wasn't like, do you know how to do this? You know, it's just like, you better know how to do this
because I know. We're going.
Yeah, it's just like, we're not stopping. It out. Yeah, a lot of Googling through it. But I mean, nothing bad, really. So, yeah, I definitely feel like I literally feel like I stand up taller now. It's very interesting. So
just in general, your energy is crazy different.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Like I feel it in myself too. And even like when I got back from Paris, like I went to go to my sister's house and she was just like, I'm glad. Like, she's like, you seem like you're doing good, which I have a lot of, you know, things, but, but yeah, she was like, yeah, usually when you come back from a trip, you're falling apart, which is very true. I am usually a wreck after I come back from anything. I mean, after the message in the bottle video, I went straight to the hospital because my appendix was exploding. You
know? Your asparagus.
My asparagus. I love that I accidentally said that to you once. I call my appendix my asparagus. So. Yeah. But, you know, yeah, this was the first time that, you know, she even was just like, wow. She's like, I don't know what happened, but you seem like you're doing good. Hmm. And I think that's why she hasn't met you, but she loves you, you know, because she's like, you take care of me, you know, so.
And I've heard so many good things about her, too. So love is mutual.
Yeah, it's the best. So, yeah, I'm very grateful for you and for that time together and for the book project and the support from the team.
Yeah.
Like the team, like what you did to me and I did to you, the team did to us.
Yeah, for sure.
They were just like,
all of them.
Hope you know what you guys are doing.
Literally, but also just, yeah, gave us the freedom, but also the resources, the patience, the time. For like sure. We were like kids in a playground. Yeah. We're like, really? We can do all of this?
Yeah.
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 So epic crew.
Yeah. And I really hope we make them proud.
Same.
Like I really like that is to me, I'm like, I just want them to see our work and be like, they did that, you know?
Same.
It's like, good job, guys.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the feeling is mutual. You know, I feel like I've grown, I mean, in crazy amounts, but
yeah.
I've told you this when we were in London or Paris, when I told you that I feel like you came the universe
in London. Yeah.
I remember just walking the other street with you and I was like, because that timing of it, of February, of you being done with the Iceman and me being done with the writing and us connecting here and starting this project.
Yeah.
I told you, I was like, I feel like the universe put you in my life to help me through this because I couldn't
moment.
Have done it without you.
I remember, we were walking and then you just stopped. I'm just like, what? I was like, what are you going to tell me now? Yeah. And then, yeah, you said so many nice things to me. And I was like, I feel it too. Like, mm-hmm. I literally, like, I told you before, I'm like, I knew I was going to work on this book when you announced it, when you were leaving Yes Theory, like 3 years ago, 2 years ago. I literally remember telling Peter, I was like, I'm going to read that book before anyone. Like, it's crazy. And even me applying for my job, one of the questions is like, the book's coming out, how are you going to do the marketing?
Crazy.
And I'm like,
here we are,
we're doing it now,
literally as we speak.
So
proud of us. Same. Proud of us.
Okay,
all right, Deza,
I'm over talking. Let's
all right, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, perfect timing. All right, everybody, here we are, the moment has come. We've been talking about it, we've been bragging about it, we've been sharing the stories about it, and now we're going to show it to you. So, wow, I can't believe we're about to do this. Do you want to show yours first or should I show mine?
Let's show them at the same time. So Matt's holding the hardcover and I'm holding the paperback. So whenever we hold it, you'll know.
Yeah, perfect.
There's two. We've made two options. Count us down.
3, 2. It's probably a lot at once to take in, so just take a moment to look at it, because sometimes when people look at it, there's a lot going on and they're like, whoa.
Yeah,
so we understand that feeling.
Yeah, because I feel like some people are just like, why does it look so messy? But it's like, once you stare at it enough, you'll get it.
Yeah. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah. And I said this before, but I was like, I feel like whenever we came back from Paris after we were done, I had insecurities about it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I was like, if me and you love it, and I know you love it, and I know I love it, like, I'm like, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I mean, come on.
She's so cute.
How do I focus on her? Yeah, there we go. Nice. Yeah, that's perfect. So there it is. Talk to Strangers, the Yes Theory story. At the top, Mark's quote. You can show the paperback if you want, Des. Boo! Wow!
Matt Dahlia, the Yes Theory story. So cool.
Let's show the back.
This is the back of the paper.
That's the description, the quotes. This was another thing, getting the blurbs was a whole process of me stepping out of my comfort zone, because I had to ask a bunch of people I really respected for quotes. So they had to read the book, give me the quotes, publishing. There was like a review, two review companies that gave quotes, which I'm honestly stoked on. But here are a few of them. This is Publishers Weekly. They said, a rousing memoir on taking risks and embracing the unknown.
Wow.
Wim Hof's is a must read for anyone in search of their true nature.
Wow.
Lily Singh, No matter where you are in life, this story will meet you there and give you that extra push to carry on. And then finally, Jack Conti, who is the co-founder and CEO of Patreon, who said, Matt has an, I feel weird reading this, but Matt has an uncompromising vulnerability, relentless introspection, and mastery of storytelling that is rarely packaged into a singular human being.
Wow.
God damn. And then on the inside, there's more quotes. And then on this, there's the description in here.
Ooh, let me get your mic really quick. So whenever you get the hardcover, it's so fancy. You could take off.
Oh, it's my favorite part.
Ah, isn't that so cool?
Yeah, that is cool.
I like it like this. Like, I mean, I do this with my own hardcover.
Take the paper off.
Yeah, but it's cool that.
Oh, God.
You could carry it around like that.
It is so good. Look at this. This is the full book. Should we show? Yeah, so there's the, on the hardcover, there's me and my photo that my friend Andre took of me. And then on the inside, look at the cleanliness. Guys, this is a freaking book right here. You know what's really cool? Des had this idea at the end where once you finish reading it, there's a section that says, pass it along. Yeah. And pretty much, it's blurry again, but. Which pretty much says that if you enjoyed this book and feel an urge to share it, please consider passing it along to a stranger or friend. And so there's a section for a name, location, and date. So the crazy thing would be to see a book with like full names and locations and dates.
Yeah, I had that idea at Shakespeare and Co. Should talk about that really quick. Yeah. So we went to a bunch of different bookstores like Barnes & Noble, Shakespeare and Company in Paris, and we honestly were just, I think at that point we were like literally falling apart on the book cover. So we were trying to get inspiration. And then honestly, nothing stood out to me for this book from other people's book covers. But I think we found one, which the Miss Dalloway one.
Yeah.
Like
Virginia Woolf.
Yeah. Which is crazy because Matt, like we already been in there for like a while. And then you came up to me and you were like, hey, what do you think of this one? And I'm like, that's the first one I looked at as we walked in. Yeah, I literally like, I almost grabbed it, but I think it was because I just walked in. I'm like, there's going to be so many more. Mm-hmm. And then, but yeah, I was like, oh, because I think we liked that one because she also had borders around it. Mm-hmm. If you're watching, I'll put it overlay so you could see what that one looks like and in comparison. But it was crazy. Like even like looking through books, we're like, okay, how do we want the paper to feel? What color paper? Like there's so much that goes into making a book. It's insane.
So many little decisions. That's the spine. Nice. Got the Yes Theory logo, got the title, got, this is one of the things throughout the book. There's the three lightning bolts that we always use in Yes Theory. And for those who don't know, the three lightning bolts are representative of our three mottos, which is seek discomfort, obviously, love over fear, and say yes. There's the project. Oh. Look at this. Project 30 list.
Yeah. And Matt had to make his own font with his handwriting.
Literally had to write all the letters of the alphabet out in capitals and lowercase, and they made a font for me with my handwriting.
I love the hardcover.
Isn't it sick? Yeah. Dude, it's so sickening. Like every time I hold it, it gets better.
Yeah. No, it's so cool.
Like this, to me, is it like the sleeves, the whatever, the jacket is necessary on it, but for the description and everything. But this is like the book I want people to hold. I mean, the paperback is also like great for traveling and for everything as well. So I'm not going to hate on the paperback,
which is crazy because I usually only get paperback. Well, I'm a Kindle girl now, but but I usually get paperback. But if I were to get one of these, I would get the hardcover.
Mm-hmm. It is a little more expensive. Just beware. But yes, there's a reason it is. Wow, Des, we freaking did it. Look at us holding the thing that we thought was impossible for a little bit.
Honestly.
Goddamn, I'm proud of us.
Yeah, I love it.
I also just love my new name.
Matt Dahlia.
Matt Dahlia.
Woo. Best author in the world.
Yes, ma'am. Cool. All right, guys. Well, there you have it. If you are... where should we lead people? The website should be ready by now. So everything's on the website, yestheorybook.com. everything.
The website's really cool too. So
yeah, we spent a while designing that
even
too.
Even if you're not going to buy it, just go over there and like just look, because there's a lot of cool like throwback photos and like a timeline of Yes Theory. And I don't know, it's just really cute. So go check it out.
Yeah, shout out to Mersive, the company that built the website. They're freaking epic to work with.
Yeah.
Big shout out. And big shout out to you, Des.
Oh, thanks.
Cheers.
Cheers. Freaking did it.
Yeah.
And we still got a little ways to go, but this is a big moment for us.
It is crazy that it's like only a month away
from
the book launch.
Doesn't feel real. Yeah. It does not feel real.
Because we've been doing it for so long. It's like
doing it for so long, but also waiting for that date. I'm like, I've been thinking about like that moment of that finish. It's very similar to racing, but you know, you're like, holy shit, what is that going to feel like? So who knows?
Who knows?
It'll be a party though.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Woo woo. All right, guys. Thanks for coming to this party.
Yes.
Appreciate you. And we'll see you. Des and I filmed an epic Seek video. So check out our
so fun
Seek Discomfort video coming out on Saturday.
Yes. And also there's going to be a Yes Theory video on Sunday too.
True.
So it's a good week.
It is a great week. Love you so much. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. And that is all.
Mwah. Let's make a heart.
Oh, was that how you do it?
Yay!
Bye! Ciao!